Third base aloha hey. No one needs a ramp, I'm not going to do that. Third base aloha hey. Veshevach Godoil. Veshevach Godoil. Lashov, she is Vad Berabi. It's a Shevach Godoil. Loshen of the Gemara. For the one who does tshuva to be misvat barab, the idea pshov lem umegala aver shebeina lebein chaver elache. Vaomer lem omnam chatosi leploini vasis lekach lekach very nishov umisnache. It's a machlokes in Gemara, but the nice of the Rambam is passing that on the Omar. That averus of ben odom lechaveroi, it's a shvach of a person to be mefarsenet. Person did an avla to a bocher, to a friend. Does tshuva, kadas v'chadin, act with mechila. It's appropriate to tell others, I sinned, klapi ploini almoini. I did kach v'kach osisi loy, and I've done tshuva on it. V'chola mizgoe v'eide moidia, el machas epshov, ein tshuva se gmura, shenem ha machas epshov lo yatzliach. The posuk says on covers up for his pesha is not Mitzliach in his tshuva. Now, it has to be understood over here. We'll see now in Hemshech HaRambam that Avesh Ben Olach Lamokim is the absolute opposite. The fakert is true. A person is not supposed to be Megala his Averus. Why is Ben Olach Averu different than Adarab? It's midarkei tshuva mashma. It's a greater tshuva if he's megala to others. So let's first see the Hemshech HaRambam gavi benodem lamokim. Now we'll understand the difference between the two, and each one with its nekuda. Amed var mamur bavesh benodem lachaveri. Bavesh benodem lamokim. Ein et tzorich lefarsa matzmo. He doesn't have to. First of all, it's not needed for the process of tshuva. V'azus ponim hiloi. It's a chutzpah. It's an azus in gilom. Why is it asus ponim? Because it shows a capability of the chait being bearable. Discussing it, referring to the act, is a certain level of self. There's a level of self acceptance, so to speak, in a matzav of chait by telling others about this aveira. By expressing it to others, it's a azus, it's a chutzpah. It's a chilul Hashem. It's referring to a matzav of chait that is bearable, that is shaykh to be. Therefore, it's a azus podim in Gilom. And Lashov hu lefnei akel baruch hu, he does tshuva in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes into details on his chait to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisvad aleim lifnei rabim stam. In general, he says that I'm about tshuva, I'm different. I became a better person. I'm not the same person who I was. But he doesn't go into details saying it's a chutzpah, it's an azus. V'toyva hiloi. It's better for him. Shalei nizgal le'avoyner. Shenemar Ashu Nisi Pesha Ksui Chata. The Pasuk Tehillim says, Ashrei, the one whose Pesha is bearable, Kis Kosui Chata, that his Chata has been covered up. It's not known. Okay. So we understand why Avesh Benodom Lamokoyim is wrong to be Megale. It's an Azus, it's a Chutzpah. So why is Avesh Benodom Lchaveri different? Now, so of course, the Aleph is, by Avesh Benodom Lechaveiroi, it's only correct to be mefarsim in Tacherim in a matzev where he is after the tshuva. Once he properly was metaking his chait, asked for mechila, slicha kapara from the person that he sinned to him, been forgiven, only then it's a shvach. If a person is megalata others, a chait that he did ben onla chavera without proper tshuva, fakert, he's only making things worse. In the sense, it's a greater zilzal in his chaver. Example, the Gemara in the 8th Perek in Achoyvel, in Baba Kamra, had an example of where doing a certain a maisa over there, giving a slap to chaver, doing it barabim is much worse than doing it biyochid, or even telling it over in Bezdin. The story itself, that itself is embarrassing. Sharing with others an avla that a person does klapi a friend without proper tshuva before, and it's a chutzpah, it's an azus, and it's a zilzul in that yochet. Besides being klapi a zilzul and chutzpah, the fact that the same chet of being megal aver of benonim lamok and the shaykh to be bearable such a thing, it's a chutzpah, it's a zilzul in the playing. He's only making the chet bigger. Okay. The Rambam is speaking about someone, Mishelach Godel Lashov. Once a person taki does tshuva, and he taki does a proper, full proper tshuva, and then it becomes a minor. Why? The Rambam himself explains. He quotes the pasuk of Mechase Pshov Lo Yatzliach. Someone who covers up from his chait won't be matzliach. Aver Shmeod Lachaveroi are different. There's being the way that our nefesh is structured together with others, we always tend in the first state when we do something wrong to a friend to be convinced that we're doing 100%, we did the right thing, we stuck up for ourselves, so to speak. We're not speaking about dafkel, even if malicious against someone else, and people never the way our Yitzhara fools us, even in those type of things people think that they're did right. In most situations when we talk our choyte benot l'chaveri, we never really talk the tshuva for it because we really believe that we're right. It's heartbreaking how people walk around sometimes doing the worst chatoim in l'chaveroi in the cloak of a mitzvah. And in Erev Yom Kippur, they're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they almost view themselves as tzaddikim in those actions. That's the way the Yetzer of Benon L'chaveroi works. And even when we realize we did a chait, we'll tend to push it down, to be mechaseb sh'ov, not to fully recognize the chait that was done. That's the nature of aver sh'beron l'chaveret. If once a person is zoiche to appreciate that he did do an avera, I'm saying it's a schutz because it's not so poshut. But once a person realizes he did an avera, and he comes with madrega to do tshuva, and he asks for mechila, but not just a yotze zayin asking mechila. He's not just asking mechila in order to pay his duties that he has to. Well, it's before Yom Kippur, he doesn't want to come to Yom Kippur with this on him. He actually asks Mechila, he's asking for a kapar. He's asking for that person to truly forgive him. And I want to share with you Yesod Ayurt Mirashiva, that it's a very important Yesod when a person asks Mechila Benod Machaveri that he has to realize. There's two levels of asking Mechila or being forgiven in a Benod Machaveri. The Gemara tells a story how Erev Yom Kippur, it's a halacha Rambam based on that story, One of the Amroim was going to meet a Katzov who had to ask a Mechila. Meaning, the Katzov did an Avla to this Amora. He did something wrong. And the Amora felt that it was appropriate to be Ma'orer, this Katzov, this butcher, before Yom Kippur, to ask for forgiveness and to achieve a kapara. As well, Shalei and Rambam, that it's man shuvah. A person's mechuyev to try to do whatever he can to come to Yom Kippur clean, and every Yom Kippur comes, the person has to make sure to clean himself from whatever chatayim he can. Okay, so he was going to this katzon. One of the other Amoraim, who understood this Amora personality, and he knew this katzon, he gave a krech. And he said, Oy, that this Amora is going to bring about the death of the Katzav. The Samoira went to the Katzav, to the butcher. He was mazmin himself to him in order that the Katzav should be misoira to ask for forgiveness. And this Samoira trusted that this Katzav is not going to get, when he's going to see him, he's going to be misoira to ask for forgiveness. The story never goes in the Gemara, and when he walked into to the butcher, who obviously, who was a Yid, who was a Shema Torah, mitzvahs, he had a nemonus, legabi, bosar, and he had kedekach, was an erlich Yid, that the Amora who went in was convinced that he'll ask for forgiveness the moment he'll see it. The Heifach HaGomor happened. He lashed out at him, and he spoke chutzpedik to him. This Amora walked out, left. On the spot, as he was immediately, still, a minute or two later, he picked up a knife to do some chopping, and something slipped, and he never died toch kedei dibur of the whole story. Exactly what the other Amora was afraid was going to happen. That's exactly what happened. This person wasn't on this madrega that the Amora thought he would be, that he'll be misoira to ask for mechila. And he didn't ask for mechila. More than that, he was choyte. And the kitrug against him was so great that he was mivaze, a Talmud Chacham, an Erev Yom Kippur, instead of asking mechila, that there was no Erech HaPayim, and he died on the spot. Okay, Ad Kan the Gemara. Shrek Zach Akash. It was so salant bringing this Gemara as a famous Gemara, how when a person is given the opportunity to do tshuva, and he doesn't use the opportunity to do tshuva, the kitrug on him is so much greater. Famous vort of so salant bringing this Gemara. Okay. There's a basic question. Why did the Samara have to go to the Katzov to arouse him to ask for Mechila? Why wasn't it just enough that the Samara should say, I forgive him? That's the derech. The derech of Talmud Chacham, says the Gemara. The Gemara brings that the meaning of Amoraim was that every night before they went to sleep, they said, Shori l'chol ma ditzi aron. Amoich l'everyone who wronged me. That's today in the printed Nusach and the Sidurim in Krishma Alamita. Hareini Moichel Lechol. It's coming up that Gemara. So didn't the Samara do that anyway? Didn't he say every night before I went to sleep, Hareini Moichel? And if not, then he should have said it right there and then. Why does he have to go to the Katzav to ask him Mechila? Have to cause him to ask for Mechila? Hareini, he said he's Moichel. And this Amora definitely said he's Moichel, could have said he's Moichel. He didn't mean himself. He meant the Katzav. He wanted to be Mezakeh, the Katzav in Tshuva. So why is the answer is, just because he was Moichel doesn't mean that the Katzav has a Tshuva, proper Tshuva. Yes, there's an Indian to be Moichel. I once witnessed the story that the Rosh Hashiva, someone told the Rosh Hashiva about that he did something, and he asked that he sent the Shliach to ask that person Mechila. Okay, Rosh Hashiva said, why Shliach? I have to go myself. No. If you don't go yourself, it's to go on Shkatan. Why Shliach? Elamai, it's not a real tshuva. He says, that person said, so Rashi told him, that person anyways says every night before he goes to sleep that he's marcha. Elamai. You want a greater darg of tshuva. If you want a greater darg of tshuva, then you have to go ask him forgiveness. To face. Nishnat kedekach. Say it. It's to go on shkatoha. Elamai. How do we work? We don't really feel that we have to talk a dutch for the government. This guilty feeling. So I'll be mavliat. Can they ask? Are you maichel everything? You know the story that you really want him to be maichel because you feel guilty. Are you willing to tell your friend to his face, Shmuley, I have to ask for forgiveness. I did this and this wrong to you, and I know it was wrong, and I'm sorry for it. Forgive. Can you? That's otherwise it's mechasav shav lo yatsliach, and the Rambam says even more. The Aleph is confronting it face to face, the chaver. The greater chiyuv is to share it with others. Why? Because otherwise, the way our nature works, ben odem lachaveroi, we're matzdik our wrongs. We're matzdik. It's beseder. Yes, I did plenty in Avla. What did I do? Elaborate. No, Reb Chaim has a famous word, a chisorn in Hasbor is a chisorn in Avona. In Benan Lachaveroi, by a chait, that's exactly what it is. A chisorn in Hasbora, if you don't explain it, you're still lacking in understanding it. That's the way we work. Yes?
Sometimes maybe the big don't want you to, like, spread the word.
Then, of course, you're not allowed to. Absolutely, you're right. You're right. 100% not.
It has to be.
It's only, of course, in a matzah. That's right, and that's all included in what I said previously. That without doing tshuva, it's always going to be. It's always wrong. But sometimes you're saying that ain't a chanami. Even if you do taka tshuva and you ask him mechila face to face and taka regret and it's coming in a way again, it's still the person might want. Then ain't a chanami. It's also to be mefarzes. Okay, we have a lot to go. I thought we would. At least we got this Rambam. We have to go. Chazkas Shabbat. That's okay.